another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Joe.
And you know what? I am a good-hearted woman.
I know that song.
And that's not a line. What?
That's a country western song.
I'm a good-hearted woman?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, let me think about it in the 70s. I'm a good-hearted woman in love with a good-hearted man.
Okay.
Something like that.
You just totally blew the whole topic. It's been a while.
You know it has.
It has.
And you are looking lovely.
Well, thank you. I've been through some changes.
Good.
Yeah.
Change.
I'm now completely a woman. No. No, I've started a new job.
Technically speaking, we don't really know. No,
No. I started a new job.
A new job.
And I moved to a new house in a new city. I'm no longer in Streetstucky. I'm now in Stowe. I'm sorry if you're from Streetsboro. Oops.
Oops.
I'm living in Stowe.
Now you're Stowbilly.
I'm Stowbilly again.
And I can say that because I live in Stowe too.
Yep. So yeehaw.
Woohoo.
Yeah. And you know what? I've missed you.
I missed you guys.
And you know why I've missed you?
Why is that, sweetheart?
Because we're such a good match.
We have fun.
Mm-hmm.
When we're allowed to.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Dave's not here today.
Dave's not here. Dave's not here.
So I don't have a question today, but I have a stupid quote.
A stupid quote of the day.
Yes, but from sosuave.net.
Uh-huh.
This is by Wendy Liebman. I've been on so many blind dates, I should get a free dog.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I don't even want to try to guess what this subject's going to be about today.
Oh, goodness. Well, I do. I have a trivia question.
Okay.
And this is from Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Your Boyfriend.com.
Mm-hmm.
Write that one down, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why it's so easy to feel obsessed when you're smitten in love?
No.
Because people who are newly in love produce decreased levels of the hormone serotonin, as low as levels seen in people with obsessive compulsive disorder. That's why you feel so smitten when you're in love.
Oh, my goodness.
Love, OCD. Yeah. You're just speechless.
I'm not sure how to answer this one.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you don't know what today's topic is?
No.
Okay, think about me. What do I talk about a lot when we're not on the air?
The following comments have been censored so that I don't get in trouble.
Yeah. And where's John?
John?
John, our audience. John is not here.
No, John's not here.
Oh, okay.
Reading.
Oh, okay.
Writing.
So our theme for today is...
Moving apartments.
Not moving apartments, no.
Oh.
No.
Moving cities?
No.
Oh, man.
Blind dates, good-hearted woman, match, we're a match, .com.
Oh.
No clue, huh?
No.
Online dating. Yippee-ki-yay.
Wow, a little cowboy lingo in here.
Yes, mm-hmm. I know. Well, you know.
Online dating. Ooh.
Yeah, you're not.
Yeah.
Cattle like this one. Other cattle like this one. Anyway, our curious word or saying for the day is, not that it has anything to do with dating, but honeymoon.
Wait a minute. Online dating, internet dating, honeymoon.
It was the closest thing I could find.
Wow, this is a fast-moving show.
I know. This is from genealogy.about.com.
Okay.
You want to know where honeymoon comes from? The word? In ancient times, many of the first marriages were by capture, not choice.
Come here.
When there was a scarcity of nubile women, men raided other villages for wives.
Woo-hoo.
Frequently, the tribe from which a warrior stole a bride would come looking for her, and it was necessary for the warrior and his new wife to go into hiding to avoid being discovered.
According to the old French custom, as the moon went through all of its phases, the couple drank a brew called metheglin, which was made from honey. Hence, we get the word honeymoon. Arranged marriages were the norm, primarily business relationships born out of the desire and or need for property, monetary, and or political alliances.
And it might have been better that way.
Yeah, look at all the wars that were fought over in England and France with all the arranged marriages.
There were?
Oh, yeah. They always were sitting there saying, well, this will strengthen our political allies. And then
the woman smacked him over the head and ran away.
Yeah, that's things like that.
Oh, okay. Guess what I have?
Uh-oh.
I know you've missed it.
I'm in trouble now.
I have a top five list.
with five.
Eight. Yeah.
Okay. Top five, eight.
And yeah, top5.com has now become humorlabs.com.
It switched again.
I thought it was. Oh. Well, it switched, but, you know, I'm just refreshing that it switched.
Gotcha.
I'm pretty refreshing to begin with.
You are refreshing.
Okay. The top eight alternative ways to match.
I'm so smitten with you.
To match people. You know, that means you're OCD. So, personal revelation.
Personal?
Yes.
Okay.
I've actually...
Bum, 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 bum.
I have actually tried Match.com.
And?
And where they match you based on how much money you have, I think. I don't know how much money you'll pay per month. I've also been on Plenty of Fish, which has a little chemistry test that you take. And a love needs test.
The love meter?
Yeah. But this is top eight alternative ways to match people on dating sites.
The top eight ways to match people. Okay.
Yeah, rather than chemistry or harmony or...
Okay.
Okay. First one is D&D love. Dungeons and Dragons.
Ah.
Genuine geeks, almost love.
The Big Bang Theory, speaking of which. Number seven, freak.com. Weirder first dates, no second dates.
FWB.com. Now, do you know what FWB means?
No.
Friends with benefits.
Oh.
Don't need the F part so much, so be prepared to offer many Bs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go off the air as quickly as we came back on.
I'm being nice. Grapesnod.com. Grapesnob?
Grape snob.
Oh, grape snob.
Not grape snot.
I didn't say snot. I was like, couldn't figure out why the grapes and a knob were together, but a snob.
Grape snob.
Red wine drinkers match with other sophisticated individual. White wine drinkers match with other gourmets. Fruit wine drinkers match with other subhumans. They've been on college campuses, haven't
yes,
they?
Yes, they have.
All right.
I like number four.
And that is?
MakingSense.com. Mm. Where hearing smell you later is a good thing.
Number three, heavy petting. Find human companionship for the sake of the pets. Ooh.
Oh, and I think I've been on this one.
Okay.
Esmarmony.com.
Okay.
When you've reached the bottom of the barrel and have begrudgingly accepted it.
And now for the number one alternative way to match people on dating sites.
STD.com. Share the love. Oh, I got a thumbs up from Kat.
That's a gift that keeps on giving, brothers
yes,
and sisters.
It does.
Oh, my God.
Aren't those good?
You know, when you did Freak.com, what came to mind?
What?
Do you remember Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show from the 70s?
Yeah.
They had a song called The Freaker's Ball.
Yes. Yes. Now, see, if Dave was here, he'd be scurrying to find that piece of music.
I can sing it.
I can't play that? Oh.
No.
You can't play that. Okay.
No.
We cannot censorship.
Play that.
Okay.
It's just a funny song.
That's true. I searched high and low.
For Miss Water Buffalo.
No, for Dumb Criminal Story.
Okay.
Dumbcriminals.com.
Okay.
A dating story.
Yes.
This is entitled, You Make Me Nervous, So... And this is from Monday, March 19th, 2012, filed under Robberies and Theft.
Okay.
First dates are, well, traumatic. Mm. Dating in general is a stressor. It would be so much easier to live in fairy tale time, where you saw a hot guy riding a horse, sang to him, and lived happily ever after. And never had to worry about bad breath or tripping on your fancy heels. Heck, sometimes all you have to do is sleep until he shows up.
But if you think you've had some terrible dates, check out True Crime Report. A young man going by the name of Florencio Valentino took a girl he met online out to lunch while his friend robbed her garage of $5,000 worth of electronics. In addition, Mr. Valentino also snatched his date's cell phone and left her with a bill. Silly. Every guy knows that most women don't do the theft until the second date.
What? That's too funny. You're pointing at things, and I don't know what you're pointing at. There you go. I have some stories. Most of them I can't tell.
Oh, no.
No. I have a personal story, though.
Okay.
Best excuse ever. I went out with a guy that I met on Match.com.
Okay.
And didn't hear from him. We were supposed to go out, stood me up, didn't hear from him. It had been, almost a month. And he called.
Ooh.
And he said, I am so sorry I haven't called, but I was in jail.
No, wait a minute. He didn't call you with that first phone call?
No. Oh. Believe it or not, I was not the one he called.
Thank God, maybe.
Second best story is went out with a guy, thought it was going well. Got a text from him. I guess I should have told you. I should actually read this text because it's still on my phone. I guess I should have told you. I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And I have to go to AA. In fact, I go to AA twice a week. And I'm really sorry I dragged you into this. When we talked last night, I don't remember anything we said. Because I come home and I drink and I fall down on the floor.
Ooh.
You know what? I found out. He lied because he wasn't into me. The guy's not an alcoholic, but that was the best excuse he could find.
That is so wrong on many levels.
It's so wrong, and he was so excited when I told him I was going to say this story on the radio. So, hi, Greg. How are you?
Dun, 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 dun.
This is not a radio show. This is Cat's Payback Time.
I'll tell you, my best date ever, or kind of date, was I went out with this one girl, and she was absolutely a gorgeous young lady. And it took me forever to get her to go out with me. But she had such an attitude about her that was just driving me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm from the old school. So I open the door for the ladies, you know, make sure they sit properly.
Even the ones you don't like.
Even the ones I don't like. Mm-hmm. Still like to go, never, I like to close the door and make sure that they get in properly. And she yelled at me for being that way.
Oh.
So we went dancing and she was on the floor and I had just got tired of her noise. And so as she was dancing, we started throwing pennies at her on the floor.
Oh!
I promptly left her.
Did she pick them up?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Nor do I care.
Oh, goodness. Well, we have another story.
Ah, story time.
Yes. This is from voices.yahoo.com.
Yahoo!
And this is a writer named Charles Davidson.
Okay.
Absolutely no relationship to our John Davidson that's reading right now.
Bummer.
Anyway, he suggests that you should give online dating a try, but would advise that you didn't because it's a sham, a scam, and a country ham.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The reason why Davidson is a proponent of online dating is because it worked for him.
Okay.
For every person who finds love on dating sites, there are probably 10 people who don't. I've probably been
like
six of those.
Pyramid scheme to me.
I don't have any statistics to back that up, but something tells me I'm not too far off with that assessment. One of the things that Davidson likes about online dating is the ability to browse singles without giving anyone any personal information.
But
most dating sites don't let you share your email address with a prospective main squeeze without forking over at least $25 per month. And is that because they care about your safety? Heck no, it's because these dating sites are operated by appetent vampires.
Now, Davidson insists that online dating is affordable, but who would pay to simply wink at someone or to chat them up at a club? What if you had to pay $5 for every person you talked to at a bar?
Legally?
Sure. Legally, yeah. Sure, you would spend money on drinks, but the dating changes would go on to the top of intoxication charges. Some dating sites claim to be 100% free.
Plenty of fish.
Yeah, but most cases they're lying. It may be free to create a profile, but if you actually want to strike up a conversation with someone, and who would want to do that on a dating site? Be prepared to whip out that credit card. Some sites even won't let you view profiles without becoming a gold member. Gold member in quotes.
Yes.
Or whatever the heck they call it.
A little aside, plentyoffish.com is actually free, and you get what you pay for. I like to call it plenty of minnows, plenty of sharks, plenty of things I'd like to throw back. Anyway, on with our story. I know that I sound bitter, but I'm not. It's just that I've been burned by many a female, and I'm convinced, well, a male, this, remember, is written by a guy.
Yep.
But I'm convinced I'm going to die alone. There are times when I want to destroy this trifling planet and scorch. Well, maybe I'm slightly bitter. However, an unbiased writer would met out some facts. How about dating sites with fake profiles that send out fake messages to members whose free trials are about to expire?
Ooh,
do you know that happened?
Yeah.
A number of dating sites, including Yahoo Personals, were sued for containing phony profiles. Yeah, these guys have your best interests at heart.
Gotta make money somehow. Fake profiles are easy to spot. They usually feature one picture. This picture will appear to be professionally taken at a photo shoot of some sort. This dream girl is almost always a girl might send you an enticing message. Now, only a moron would take it seriously. I received many of them, and they never said anything specific about me or my profile. They could have been sent to anyone. These fictitious sex pots are exceedingly popular on the social network sites a la MySpace.
A la MySpace.
It was easy for you to say.
Just read.
Sadly, thousands of dopes have fallen for these scams. Guys, if it's good to be true, if it's too good to be true, well, y'all know the rest.
Well, why else does Davidson sing the praises of online dating? There's no rejection. Wait a minute, no rejection?
What?
What dating sites has he been to? Yeah. I've been rejected on Yahoo Impersonals. The best worst response I got was, thanks, but I'm taking a break from dating for a while. Oh, that must be why you're on a dating site.
You're on
site.
A dating site and you're taking a break from dating.
That must be why you haven't edited your profile to clearly state that you're taking a break from dating. Of course, most emails that you send will be ignored. How is that not a form of rejection? I have a very bad batting average, but I know I'm not the only one.
I've been rejected by a dating site itself. eHarmony, the supposed forerunner in online dating, forces you to take a capability test.
Compatibility.
That's what I said. Capability test.
Nothing changes. Nothing changes. Yeah.
Compatibility test.
Compatibility test.
Jeez, what am I going to teach you write English? They take your results and pair you up with people who have perfect matches. What were the results? No matches. They won't even let me join. They also happen to be a friend of mine. Fine. Print on eHarmony declares that a small percentage of folks who take their compatibility test are turned away. Of course, you would never know this from just watching eHarmony's love-filled commercials. Nope, you won't face rejection with online dating.
I realize that online dating works for some people, but the concept isn't as fun or innocuous as it's portrayed. To sum things up, I enjoy watching movies, listening to music, cuddling, and bowling. I have dark blonde hair, hazel green eyes, and a great sense of humor. If I sound like your girl, contact me. I do have to say, my pet peeve, in the beginning of the show, I said I'm a good-hearted woman.
Yes.
Plenty of Fish gives you a template in which you can write your little profile.
Okay.
And the template says you should say something like this, looking for a good-hearted woman. Do you know how many men just leave that there? Out of probably 50 guys, probably 40 of them, their headline to their profile is looking for a good-hearted woman.
Huh.
Yeah, I'd like to say I'm a black-hearted woman. I have another top five list.
Oh, and we know how many top fives have.
Nine.
Nine this time.
Yes.
Got it.
These are the top nine worst names for online dating websites.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, forget the Plenty of Fish and the Match.com.
Okay, these are the worst ones.
Right.
Okay.
Number nine, badchemistry.com.
Number eight, catchandrelease.now. I thought we weren't fishing.
Nah. Number seven, desperatemeasures.com.
There you go. Oh, this is a good one. Number six, howoldisthatpic.com.
Yeah, I like that. Your pictures look a little dated.
Is that really you? Yeah, trust me.
Yeah.
From 40 years ago.
There was actually one, it was his son. He posted his son's picture because he wanted to show how he looked when he was younger. Yes. Number five, noonestype.com.
There you go. Number four is suddenlycelibate.com. Wow.
I like this one. Number three, lunaticsandlunch.com.
Now, see, I could live with that one.
Yeah.
Number two, ohwhatthehell.com. Oh, that's a desperate site if I've ever seen one.
Okay, now take your time with this, Joe. Okay. The number one worst name for an online dating website.
Liars who hope the truth only comes out after you get to know each other.com.
These would be not quite so funny if they weren't, like, really true.
That sounds like, you know, you get married and then you find out the truth.
Yes. I found this wonderful website.
Okay.
It's called over50datingresources.com.
Over 50.
Over 50 dating.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a guy at work. I was extolling the wonders of online dating. He said, well, it must be hard dating at an older age. Yeah. That's for you, Dale.
Dump.
Okay. Anyway. Just jokes. These are one-liners.
I love it.
I'm single by choice. Not my choice.
I don't have a girlfriend, but I do know a woman who'd be mad at me for saying that.
I'm dating a homeless man. It was easier talking him into staying over.
Ooh. I was on this date with this really attractive model. Well, it wasn't a real date. We just ate dinner and saw a movie. And then the plane landed.
A truly honest personal ad would say, I want to date myself, only with more money.
Ah, I discovered my wife in bed with another man, and I was crushed. So I said, get off me, you two.
Oh, come on. I was right there. Goes Kathy. She's beating her head again.
She got it.
Okay, good. I have bad luck with men.
Uh-huh.
A man I was dating told me on the phone, I have to go. There's a telemarketer on the other line.
Ooh.
Ouch.
I hate first dates. I made the mistake of telling my date a lie about myself, and she caught me.
Oh.
I don't think she actually demanded to see the bat cave, though.
Well, you know what, Joe? I figured out it must cost a lot of money to date. Because I went out for dinner with a guy I met online the other night, and he said, what'll you have? And I said, well, I guess I'll have the steak and lobster. And he said, guess again.
Ba-dum-bum. Yeah, I like that one. My ambition is to be the last man on earth so that I can find out if all those girls were telling the truth.
Oh, this is a conversation between a husband and wife.
Okay.
Honey, Derek Jones next door blows his wife a kiss every morning as he leaves the house. I wish you'd do that.
But I hardly know the woman.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yo.
Oh, we have some useless dating facts from statisticbrain.com. Did you know that there are 54 million, the total number of single people in the U.S., 54 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Single people.
Single people.
Total number of people in the U.S. who have tried online dating, 40 million.
Out of 54 million, 40 million have put themselves through that hell.
It sounds like a lie to me, but...
Annual revenue from online dating industry?
Wow.
$1.49 billion.
No wonder they have fake sites.
Hmm.
Average spent by dating site customer per year, $239.
Let's see, how much would that be per rejection? Never mind. The average length of courtship for marriages that met online.
Quarter.
Thank you. Anyway, the average length of courtship for marriages that met online, 18.5 months.
A year and a half, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Average length of courtship for marriages that met offline, 42 months.
Yeah. Percent of male online dating users. 52.4%.
And the percentage of female online dating users is 47.6.
So it shouldn't be that hard, women. Oh, my.
I'm telling you.
Percent who say common interests are the most important factor, 64%.
Percent who say physical characteristics are the most important factor, 49%.
They're lying.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Percent of marriages in the last year in which the couple met on a dating site, 17%.
Huh. Percentage of people who believe in love at first sight. Wow, 71%.
Wow. And this one's a little bit frightening.
Yes.
Percent of sex offenders who use online dating to meet people, 10%.
Mm.
So as a public service, seriously, folks, be careful. There's some wackos out
yeah.
there. You know, don't give them your phone number or meet them in a public place. It's not pretty.
And there are sites that you can go to and investigate people online, too.
Yes, there are.
So, I mean, before you start dating somebody that you just met on the internet, I would highly suggest.
And there's also one called truthinromance.com, and you can check out people's profiles. All the people that are known scammers are all listed on there. This is supposed to be a humor show. Let's get back to it. What's most important on a first date? Personality is 30%.
Smile and looks, 23%.
Sense of humor, 14%.
Career and education,
10%. Mm-hmm.
I think that's a lie.
Yeah, I think so, too. The type of hair color most people are attracted to?
Blonde, 32%.
Brown, 16%.
Black,
16%. Don't mind. What color is don't mind? 16%.
As long as she has hair on her head, I don't know. Red, 8%.
Bald, 8%.
Let's say what?
Oh, I'm digging the bald guys.
Yeah, but bald guys.
I'm yeah, not
bald
women.
Girls. Man, that's some freaky people. And gray hair, 4%.
And girls prefer?
Nice guys, 38%.
Bad guys, 15%. That is such a lie.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's why I can never get a date. They always want the good guys, the bad guys. That's good guys. Blend them both, 34%.
And any man I can get, 6%.
Geek squad. Guys prefer.
The modern career girl, 42%.
The girl next door type, 34%.
The hottie, 24%.
Men lie most about age, height, and income.
Women lie most about weight, physical build, and age.
Yeah.
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 I have a great Irish blessing that's not really an Irish blessing. It's actually a joke.
It's a joke today.
Yes, we get to do dialogue. And I can't tell you the name of the website. It's from ducksomething.com.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sorry about that, but this was too funny to pass up. So, figure it out. Yeah.
Two leprechauns went to the convent and begged an audience with the Mother Superior.
Well, how can I help you, little people? Asked Mother Superior.
The larger and more intelligent looking of the leprechauns asked, us, "Oh, Mother Superior, would you be knowing of any midget nuns here at the convent?"
"No," says Mother Superior. "I don't have any midget nuns here at the convent."
"All right then, Mother Superior. Would you be knowing of any midget nuns in all of Ireland then?"
"No, no," replied Mother Superior. "I don't know of any nuns who are also midgets in all of Ireland at all."
"Well then, Mother Superior, in all of Nundum, in the whole world of all the nuns, would you be knowing of any of the midget nuns?"
"No, I would not. There are no midget nuns in the whole of the world," replied Mother Superior. "And would you please tell me what this is all about?" The asking leprechaun turned sadly to the stupid leprechaun and said,
"See, it is as I told you all along. You've been dating a penguin."
Oh, my.
Didn't see that one coming.
Yes, and I have one last rumination before we start rolling the music.
Rumination?
I never know what kind of creep I'm going to get on a blind date, so I always meet them at the gun range for target practice. It rarely ends in a second date, but at least I can scratch them off my list of future stalkers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. You're next. I'm reading backwards.
Okay, I'm like, done. I'm discombobulated.
Yes, you are.
If I live in a country rife with civil unrest, I'd always hold the door for my dates, because you never know when a bomb is on the other side of the door. Plus, I only date really large ladies. Wow.
Oh, my goodness. That's all we have for today.
Oh.
I know. I'm Kat.
And I'm Joe.
And together we're...
Kat. Wait a minute. The kind of show your mother warned you about?
No. Together we're...
The best of internet humor on the radio?
Also known as Kat Sue.
Oh, Kat Sue.
It's good to be back, folks.
It's fun to be back.
Have a good week.
Bye now. Okay.